coal in the U.S. is expected to decline faster in the next 10 years than what was predicted a year ago. That's according to a report cited by Forbes Wednesday. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the future of coal plants in Indiana varies.
NIPSCO plans to retire its coal plant in Chesterton at the end of this month, and Vectren says it will close three of its coal plants in the next 5 years. But president of the Indiana Coal Council, Bruce Stevens, says, compared to other states, Indiana coal is going strong.
Indiana has not experienced the downturn that some of the other states have. We're not sitting right on top of massive natural gas plays.
Coal production is up almost 2% from the same time last year and about 15% from 2016. But economists say Indiana won't stay immune to national coal issues for long. Tim Slaper is with the Indiana Business Research Center. He says the state's coal plants are aging, and when it comes time to replace them, utilities will likely turn to natural gas, providing things stay the way they are. But economists say Indiana should be able to sell coal to other countries, even if there is no local market. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.